How did one man find joy on death row? Pastor Dewey Williams shares his struggles before getting involved in a prison ministry and then the discovery and transformation he experienced because of the relationships with men on death row. And his book is titled Finding Joy on Death Row, Unexpected Lessons from Lives We Discarded. And Pastor Dewey Williams is pastor of Mount Bright Missionary Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina, and joins us today. Good morning, Dewey.
Good morning, Deb and Ken. It's good to be on with you.
Yeah, good to have you on, brother. Looking forward to this conversation. So can you just start off by telling a little bit of your story and why you wrote the book?
Well, I wrote the book because I was doing ministry in prison and on death row, and I ended up having the men do some writing for me about my sermon, and it was just so powerful. I felt I had to get this out, for they wanted the writings out, but I had to get it out because there are people that need to read what they wrote. And so that was kind of the motivation of getting it done. You know, my backstory is it's kind of complicated, and just like all of us, we have complicated stories, mm-hmm. but death is a part of what hit my family in some powerful ways, and then going to death row and dealing with these men and seeing how joy has transformed them, it helped me as I was struggling with my personal kind of a funk that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
They, through the power of God's Holy Spirit, lifted my spirit. And that's kind of the essence of the whole book right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So part of your story is the tragic death of your father. How did that really shape how you felt about the people you were ministering to when you went into the prison?
Well, my sister took our father's life. She, in a spell of paranoid schizophrenia, she heard voices telling her, you know, to shoot and kill our father, and she did it.
Hmm.
And that really kind of tackled me emotionally, mm-hmm. in ministry and in service and a lot of things that I was dealing with. And seeing that her situation was all complicated in mental health, it helped me to see that often the men and women that are on death row have some complications in their stories also. And so it gave me a place to stop and ponder and not just see them as hardened criminals, but see them as people that have had some circumstances that pushed them to do an evil deed, a very evil deed. And so I saw them as children of God from the standpoint, just like my sister needs the love of Jesus Christ in her mental health dilemmas, the men and women that are on death row, they found Jesus Christ in their situation also, and it transformed them.
Sure.
And so it spoke into my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Pastor Dewey Williams, who has written the book Finding Joy on Death Row. So, Dewey, what kind of got you to do ministry at the prison? What led you there?
Well, I was pastoring in Denver, Colorado, and another death occurred. My daughter, my oldest daughter, passed away, and my wife wanted to move to North Carolina, where our younger daughter was. And I came to North Carolina. I gave up pastoring, and I started going to school. And when I was going to school, the church I belonged to had a prison ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to go to prison and preach at the local prison right here in Durham, North Carolina. And it was my outlet to preach. Mm-hmm. I wasn't pastoring, and I had all these sermons, you know, bubbling up in me.
Yeah.
So I went to prison and preached in prison. And that led me to the larger prison in Raleigh where death row was. So I went from this small prison preaching through the larger prison preaching, and eventually the chaplain there heard me do a talk on forgiveness and said, I need some help on death row. Can you come on Sundays? And I couldn't say, well, no, I'm pastoring. I couldn't say that.
Right.
And so I said yes, and I started preaching once a month on death row.
Hmm.
Mm, wow. So you mentioned,
it's God's work. God arranged it. I wasn't campaigning for it. I wasn't pushing for it. God just put things in place and made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Dewey, you were talking about the men writing responses to questions that you gave them that had to do with your sermons. What are some of those questions that you asked them, and what is a response that really surprised you?
Well, what I did was I took my sermons won an award at Yale, and they were asking preachers to send in sermons on joy, and I sent them in, and my sermons won top honors.
Mm, wow!
And so I went back and I met with the men, and I said, I want you all to write about my sermons. And so I took quotes from my sermons and I asked them to write, and I'll just read one of them to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a quote from one of the sermons. When you don't have what you want, you are vulnerable to ideas and words that draw you toward despair. You will start to speak unkindly to yourself, saying you are inadequate or inferior, that you are by birth or upbringing less of a person than what is needed. Worse yet is to hear that from someone else. So that came directly from a sermon.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the man to write. I said, do you agree with my statement or do you disagree with it and why? And then I asked them to tell me a story from their life experience, why they agree or disagree with my sermon quote.
Mm.
And that's the genesis of all these. So I have almost 50 handwritten responses in the book where the men responded to these sermon quotes that I gave them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of them. And that vulnerability quote was really so heartfelt because the men really connected with being vulnerable.
Mm.
And I think in life, all of us have a connection with vulnerable. If we're honest, we have vulnerable moments, and it's a place to see how we connect with other people.
Mm-hmm. Dewey, do you have maybe one of the stories of one of the inmates? I mean, obviously not the whole story and everything, but maybe just a segment of a story that really impacted you from one of these gentlemen?
And that quote, there was a man named Terry Hyatt, and this is his story responding to that vulnerable situation.
Yeah.
You know, that vulnerable quote. Harry wrote in his story, my grandfather, whom I looked up to, could not read and write, and I thought it was okay. All you needed was a trade. You did not need to know how to read or write. As I grew older, I learned I was crippling myself, which made me real vulnerable to grab hold of anything. But now that I have come to know the Lord and I have learned to read, I realize it is one of the great blessings and tools that He allows us to get to know Him better. It sure don't mean that I'm perfect, nor ever can be, in this body, but that will come one day. When I come face to face with Him, I will be what He has made me to be, His adopted son. If you want proof of this, just look in that Lamb's Book of Life, and you'll see my name, and I hope yours too.
Hmm.
So wow. Terry really touched my life when he wrote that. He told me, he said, will you write for me? He said, I can read pretty good, but my writing is really slow. And so I dictated that as he spoke into my ear, and I wrote those words. And so his vulnerability hit me because so many times I need to be vulnerable.
Hmm.
And it's my vulnerability that the light of Jesus Christ will shine.
Amen.
I think that's true for all of us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. So, Dewey, the book is titled Finding Joy on Death Row. So how did you personally discover joy there?
Well, it all started on my very first trip to Death Row. I was there, and I did this talk on forgiveness, and we had a break, and I was sitting at a table next to a man on Death Row, and we were eating some cookies at this break. And he leaned over to me, and he said, I need to tell you something. He said, I'm not on death row. I'm on life row. And I'm going to live my life the very best I can every day. And he said that it was at a time that I was kind of kicking myself because I wasn't where I wanted to be. I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. But here, the power of God's joy had reached into him so deeply that he said, I'm going to live above this in the light of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And it's a transformative moment for me because I said, if this man can find some hope and joy on death row, I get to leave out from behind these bars. And I need to make sure I'm not in this funk that I'm in. And I need to say, I'm on life row, just like this man was able to say he was on life row. And I praise God, I'm on life row. And
Amen.
You know what? On God's life row. We just have to live the best we can every day.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
So do we talk to that person that's listening this morning that it's not on death row? Well, they could be. I don't know, you know, where they're listening. But they're feeling despair. They're feeling like they're not living a life that they want to or that they don't have a reason for living a life. Give them some encouragement of what you've learned from these guys that were on death row.
Well, the message of the book is that they found joy, and my going to meet with them, I found joy. And hopefully, if you will just tune into what God has for you, you will find joy in your life also. God has it there for you. You just have to turn on the faucet. You know, I have at my house, I got a water faucet in the kitchen. The water's in there. I just have to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And so God's joy is there for us, and we just have to pursue it and look for it. And as we look for it, God will let that water flow, and it'll just sometimes not flow. It'll spring up. Like the woman at the well, Jesus says, I've got water that will gush up into your life. And that's the joy that God has for you. If you're in a time of despair, God has joy for you. Look for it, and God will show it to you. I am certain of that. If there's anything I'm certain of, your moment of despair is the right time for God's joy to shine into your life. It happened for me, and if it would happen for me, I know it would happen for you also.
Yeah, that's a good word of encouragement, brother. Thank
Definitely.
You. That is Dewey Williams, and he is the author of Finding Joy on Death Row, Unexpected Lessons from Lives We Discarded. And, brother, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. What a great story.
God bless you. Thank you, Ken, and thank you, Deb. You've blessed me just by being able to have this time with you today.